Thanks, Cassandra, for a nice introduction. And good afternoon. Thanks for attending the session. As she mentioned, I'll be presenting on the importance of site visits and community-based participatory research. And I'll be drawing on some lessons that we've learned from a program called Live Well Colorado. I have no significant relationships to disclose. My presentation, I'll first give you an introduction of Live Well Colorado, and then I'll give you a little bit of an overview of the evaluation framework that we use. I'll discuss some advantages and limitations of the site visits that we conduct, and then I'll talk a little bit about the process and outcomes of our site visits. So first of all, Live Well Colorado is a local nonprofit here in Denver that provides community-based grants to do healthy eating and active living initiatives with the overall goal of fighting obesity. And the grant period for communities is 5 to 7 years, so it's a significant investment, and it's for up to $250,000 a year. So there's quite a bit of funding behind this program. As you can see with this map, we have 22 currently funded communities. They're at various stages of implementation. Some of them are just starting out. Some of them are actually entering their final years in year 7. And they are spread across the state to the far corners of the state, which actually has some implications for travel and doing some of these site visits, which, given the weather in Colorado, you might assume. So as far as our evaluation framework, first of all, to collect quantitative data, we require each community to provide us a yearly progress report. And this will talk about things such as number of people reached by a specific initiative, the number of organizations participating in that strategy, and some of the implementation plans that a community might be using both in the previous year and how they might modify those going forward. We also conduct an interactive voice response survey, which is intended to get community residents to fill out a survey about behavior change. And lastly, we do qualitative data collection through evaluation team site visits, which I'll talk more about now. So our site visit process, first of all, we visit a subset of communities annually. We're not able to visit 22 communities every year. That would be more than a full-time job. Some of the attendees at our site visits include local Live Well coordinators, their staff, and partners. This includes local evaluators that the local coalition actually hires, as well as some key stakeholders that might be part of the steering committee at the local level. We also, the evaluators attend the site visit, and some Live Well Colorado representatives. Oftentimes it's people from the funding board, sometimes it's people from the grant review board, and some other key stakeholders for the Live Well program, which also has some implications for these site visits, which I'll talk about later. The site visit is divided into two segments. First of all, we sit down and we have an in-depth discussion of strategies. We talk about all the challenges and the issues that a community may be facing when implementing these strategies on the local level. And then the important part of a site visit is that we actually do a community tour for the second part of the day, where we actually go into the community, we see some of the initiatives that they're implementing, and we actually get to feel sort of what's going on at the local level. And this next section of my presentation is going to highlight that community tour a little bit better. So Denver Urban Gardens is one of our local Live Well communities. And as you can imagine, on a yearly progress report, they might submit a number of strategies. So this is one strategy, which is expand youth's access to health benefits of community gardens through non-school-based programs during the growing season. So you might imagine, reading this on the page, you can imagine a number of things that they may be doing. When we actually visit the community, here's what we saw. They actually recruited a number of youth in the area to a local community garden. They taught them everything from the planting of seeds for a garden to the harvesting, and they even engaged them in a local youth farmers market. So the strategy actually took on quite a bit more than you would have thought from what was reported on the progress report. Another example is from Live Well Loveland, and this is essentially a safe routes to school strategy, which is getting children and parents to bike and walk to school safely. So it could be a crossing guard program or maybe some traffic calming strategies. And what we actually saw was they engaged parents and students in a massive media campaign. If you can see here, the mascot is Safety Fox. Apparently he's the mascot for the National Safe Routes to School movement. So it kind of took a different shape than a lot of the other Safe Routes to School strategies that we may have seen. Lastly, Live Well Pueblo, this is one of their strategies, provide a total of $20,000 for competitive grants to make local improvements to the built environment. So this could really be anything based on this description. And this was one of the most interesting strategies that we've seen. These folks here on the right-hand side live in this house here, and there was a vacant lot next to them where they were noticing a lot of children and youth congregating and engaging in illicit drug use and some gang activity. There was often violence in the area and graffiti. So they approached the Live Well Pueblo Coalition and said, what can we do about this? So they found out who owned the land. It turned out it was the local government that actually owned the land. And along with the Live Well Coalition, they were able to purchase the land from the government via auction for about $500. And also with the support of Live Well Pueblo, they were able to put a community garden in there that the local residents were able to own and cultivate as their own. And some of the same youth that they saw prior to this transformation began coming to the garden and really making it a place of their own. So this was just some fantastic work that we wouldn't have known otherwise without going to the community. So some advantages of the site visits that we conduct. First of all, for evaluators, we're really able to cultivate some of those necessary relationships at the local level. We're able to meet face-to-face with local LiveWell coordinators, with evaluation staff. We're able to really build trust as far as an evaluation partner. And I want to really stress that we are evaluation partners in this. We are not just some evaluation group that comes in with a checklist and then reports to a funder. We really are trying to build this evidence base together. And by taking some of these pictures, we're actually able to capture more than just words on a page, which I showed you previously. And we're really able to validate some of the numbers that they report to us through observation. So if they report that they're reaching X number of people, we can actually go and see that things are actually happening. For communities, they're able to cultivate relationships with us and also with the funder, which again I'll talk about later. They're also able to gain skills and confidence that we're able to provide to them. They can really showcase some of their successes, which they need to do a better job of on the local level to gain funding and other such things. They're also able to address some challenges and issues that they may be facing with strategies. As far as limitations, from the evaluation side, we have some concern that there's some strategy selection bias. There was kind of an evolution of the site visit process, which I'll talk about next, but we were feeling like we were just talking about strategies that really worked and not really talking about any strategies that they were having trouble with. There's a bit of a lag in follow-up reporting, as you can imagine, with qualitative data. It takes quite a while to put together the data and actually come up with a report. So it's a time-intensive process, and given our communities are all across Colorado, there's considerable travel costs associated with this. For communities, they may have a fear of showing some of their challenges, especially given that the funder is sometimes in the room. And community needs may not be met for that reason. If they don't want to show some of their challenges, how can we really help them? And again, it's a time-intensive process when you're implementing many, many strategies at the local level. Even taking one day out of your time is a bit of a burden. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the evolution of this process. At first, we allowed communities to choose the strategies that they wanted to talk about. And at the time, both evaluation staff and the LiveWell funders were attending these site visits. So like I said, we were just seeing a lot of successes and not really drilling down to some of the challenges. Then we moved to making communities choose a successful strategy and a challenging strategy. Well, we talked about the successful strategy and then it was conveniently time for the community tour, so we never got to talk about the challenging strategy. So now we actually tell the communities what strategies we would like to talk about, and we gauge that based on the yearly progress report and what we've seen and some of what they're reporting to us. Additionally, the purpose of the site visit has kind of evolved a little bit. For new communities, we really need to focus on building that trust and relationship and showing that we're a partner in this process and really meeting all the people that are involved in the coalition, talking with some of the stakeholders, and showing them that we are going to have a presence for the next 5 to 7 years in this initiative. For existing communities, it's much more of a relationship that we've already hopefully built, and we can talk about some of the specific challenges and address some of the specific problems that may be going on with certain strategies. And then lastly, we separated the site visits just in this past year so that the funder, LiveWell, actually does their own site visits during the summer, and we do site visits, the evaluators, at a different time. And that's for a number of reasons. First of all, we can remove some of that bias in the strategies that they present. And second of all, evaluation of these types of strategies is on a continuum. Going at the same point every year, you hear some of the same information. So it's good to have some flexibility and be able to go after a school strategy has been implemented, or during the growing season if they're doing a number of community garden strategies. Some of the outcomes, we're, again, able to really build that rapport and trust with the community, strengthening some of those essential relationships, showing them that we are partners in this process, and that's really important for us to be able to do joint publications and really build the capacity of the community to be able to present their work in a specific way. We're also able to validate our data and collection methods. Again, when you're doing publications, it's great to have, you know, the best data you can. So actually going and working with the local evaluators and building their capacity to collect the best data possible has been a real win for us. And lastly, we're able to do some continuous technical assistance. So rather than just giving feedback after a yearly progress report, we're actually able to continually involve them in the process of evaluation and give them continuous feedback on the things they might be working on at the time. And lastly, I just want to stress again that we really try to be partners in this evaluation. Local coordinators actually are responsible for hiring their local evaluators, but once that relationship is established, we really step in and try to be as much of a partner as possible, providing them with all the resources that we have, really fostering a network between the evaluators so that communities that are working on similar strategies can actually talk to each other and learn from each other, and we can really foster this environment of learning and working together. Just some acknowledgments. I want to acknowledge LiveWell Colorado, and these are our 22 local communities that we work with, and Kaiser Permanente Community Benefit for their support of the evaluation team. Thanks.